In recent years, atheists and materialists have mounted attacks on various religions. They have attacked the very idea of a God who created the universe and life itself. Such individuals view human reason as the pinnacle of importance. Some even hold the view that only science is the ultimate truth and reality. But how do they explain the origin of the universe? How do you explain scientifically the impossibility of creating life from non-life? We live in an awesome universe. The Hubble telescope has given us amazing views of galaxies and supernovas. The shapes and sizes and dimensions are astounding, and at the same time display incredible beauty. The Hubble telescope has revealed so many galaxies previously unknown that astronomers now estimate the universe to consist of more than 2 trillion galaxies. When you consider the vastness of the universe and its almost limitless expanse, can you deny that the creation demands a creator? But what vast powers does God control? What is his purpose? Can you prove he even exists? On today's program, we'll be offering you an amazing free Bible study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. There is overwhelming evidence you need to consider. My friends, there is a powerful purpose and inspiring future for all nations, the earth, and the universe. There is a real God who created the universe, life, and your very potential for eternal life. Do you believe in a creator God? Can you prove that God exists and that he knows you and your every thought? You need to know and prove the God of creation and the amazing reality of his purpose and plan for you personally. You need to know and prove the real God. Who is the real God? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. On today's program, we're asking and answering the question, who is the real God? The world is full of false gods. It seems as if there's no end of images and ideas to worship. Ancient Greeks worshipped 12 Olympian gods, including Apollo and Zeus. In 50 AD, the Apostle Paul confronted the Epicurean Stoic philosophers in Athens. He addressed the Athenians at the Areopagus and told them, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." The Greeks at the Areopagus worshiped several gods. But who and what is your God? If you're an atheist, is your personal philosophy or human reasoning the real God in your life? Or do you look to physical things? In our modern age, some cultures and societies dedicate their lives to pride, power, position, and possessions. The advertising world promotes success as having material possessions, such as expensive autos, fine jewelry, large mansions, and yachts. But electronic toys, buildings, and cars do not produce lasting happiness. In essence, these vain pursuits are false gods. Can even religion become a false god? The late evangelist and producer of Tomorrow's World program, Dr. Roderick Meredith, stated this, "One of the most common forms of modern idolatry is making an idol out of one's church or society. For many people, this world's society, its dictates, customs, and traditions, becomes a literal god. Many people are desperately afraid of doing anything that might be regarded as different or odd. They feel they must conform to this world and its ways. But God commands, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Romans 12:2. With so many false gods in this world, how can you discover the real God? On today's program, we'll discuss 2 major proofs of the real God, and we'll be offering you an encouraging and hope-filled Bible study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This study guide is free of charge, and there's no obligation. It presents 7 solid proofs for the existence of God, and reveals how you can have a very personal relationship with Him. The author, Dr. Douglas Winnell, writes, quote, "You can have a real faith based on real evidence and a real relationship with your Creator. The God of the universe, the God who inspired the Bible, is real. The Creator, designer, and sustainer of the cosmos is alive. He is going to bring to pass what He has prophesied in His Word. Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth to establish the kingdom of God that will rule over all nations. This is what the gospel of the true God is all about. You can be part of this exciting future if you get to know the real God." That's page 29. This free booklet will give you evidence, encouragement, and hope for the future. You can order it on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can call the number on your screen. Just request the booklet on the real God. My friends, let's be honest. I know it takes courage, but ask yourself if you have any false gods. Could it be your intellect, your career, your family, your investments, your possessions, your philosophy of life, or even your false religion? If any of you are dedicated to these false gods, you need to repent of them. That means you need to reject them and embrace the real God of creation. Where do you start, and how do you prove the reality of God? One of the promises in your Bible will help. It's a promise I have claimed and received. On Tomorrow's World, we encourage you to prove for your own Bible what is true and what is false. The prophet Isaiah gave this real promise and exhortation, Isaiah 55 and verse 6. "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Yes, there is a way to turn your life around and to experience abundant living. In fact, that's one of the promises the Messiah gave in your Bible, John 10, verse 10. Jesus of Nazareth stated, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." We all need the assurance of God's plan for humanity. In the next part of the program, we'll discuss one of the most important proofs of God's existence. But first, I'd like to offer you our free, well-documented Bible study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This book will give you the evidence you need to prove God's existence. Dr. Douglas Winnell writes, "Why is the God of the universe not real to most people today? Why is there so much skepticism and doubt about God?" If you've ever pondered these questions, the answers could change your life. You need this inspiring free booklet. Be sure to request The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Just call the number on the screen or request this amazing free study guide on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Call now.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/realgod. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in the study of the Bible. This timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
My friends, I hope you stand in awe at the expanse, design, and glory of the universe. When we contrast the awesome creation around us compared to the mundane false gods of human nature, we should humble ourselves and seek the God of creation. Human nature exalts the self and vanity, so much so that ancient King David stated under inspiration in Psalm 14, verse 1, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." That's repeated in Psalm 53, verse 1. In the remainder of this program, Let's consider two major proofs of God. Proof number one, creation demands a creator. In many modern societies, we live in concrete and steel skyscrapers. In some of the most densely populated cities in the world, it seems as if we live in a jungle of towering file cabinets. Many cannot even see the stars at night because of light pollution. But consider the universe. There are an estimated 2 trillion galaxies, with more than an estimated 100 million stars in the average galaxy. Consider also that galaxies are moving millions of miles per hour out into space in our expanding universe. Consider also the beauty of the heavens. As ancient King David wrote in Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." The predictable motions of the planets and astral bodies do not come about by random chance. Consider this one example. In recent years, we've seen perfect solar eclipses. Consider a cosmic phenomenon that requires absolute precision. Is this kind of precision by chance or by design? On August 26, 2017, the United States experienced its first total eclipse in 99 years. Consider this question. How is it that a total eclipse occurs with such precision that the moon perfectly blots out the sun but allows a corona, light emanating from the rim of the sun in a total eclipse? This is called a perfect eclipse. NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, explains it this way. Solar eclipses occur when the moon blocks any part of the sun. Total solar eclipses, however, are only possible on Earth because of a cosmic quirk of geometry. The sun's diameter is 400 times wider than the moon's, but it is also 400 times farther away. The result is that the sun and the moon appear to be the same size from our perspective. When they line up just right, the moon can obscure the sun's entire surface, creating a total solar eclipse. Are we to attribute the absolute precision of a perfect total eclipse to a cosmic quirk of geometry? One astronomy organization commented, "The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon and 400 times further away, making a perfect solar eclipse, a chance so small it could be unique in the universe." Yes, the precision of the creation is not by random chance. It is unique in the universe, and it is not just a cosmic quirk of geometry. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." That's chapter 1, verse 20. My friends, creation demands a creator. The universe and all life forms display the awesome power, intricacy, beauty, design, and purpose of the creator. God is not only the creator of the physical creation we see around us, but he is actively creating in another dimension. In the Bible study guide we're offering today, Dr. Winnell gives us the inspiring perspective. Scripture repeatedly refers to God as the creator of the physical earth and universe. Genesis 1, Isaiah 40, verse 28, Mark 13, verse 19, Revelation 4, verse 11. However, the real God is concerned with far more than just the physical creation. The Bible also reveals there is also an ongoing spiritual dimension to God's creation. We've documented these spiritual dimensions on several Tomorrow's World telecasts. I encourage you to access them on our Tomorrow's World website. We've briefly discussed one of the most powerful proofs of God's existence. There's so much more exciting evidence we don't have time for on this program. We'll discuss another powerful proof in the next segment of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to order our informative, inspiring free booklet, The Real God Proofs and Promises. As we've seen, the world follows false gods and false ideologies. You can prove the creator of the universe and his personal love for you. You need this Bible study guide to give your life hope, assurance, and faith for the future. Request your free copy, The Real God Proofs and Promises. Order now.
Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth of Scripture faster than ever before. All you need to do is call or go to twtv.org/realgod.
We've discussed one major proof of the real God. We've taken a glimpse of the awesome creation. Scientists have determined that there are about 2 trillion galaxies. Perhaps you viewed photos of galaxies and other astral bodies on the NASA website. There is the sparkling Whirlpool Galaxy. M81 Galaxy is pretty in pink. The M77 Spiral Galaxy. Unusual ring galaxy that NASA cannot explain. The Messier 104, the Sombrero Galaxy. And many other fascinating astral bodies. Planet Earth is a part of the Milky Way Galaxy. And is a place unique in the universe to support human life. Edgar Mitchell, Apollo astronaut, saw the Earth as a jewel in space. Suddenly, from behind the rim of the moon, in long, slow motion moments of immense majesty, there emerges a sparkling blue and white jewel, a light, delicate sky blue sphere laced with slowly swirling veils of white, rising gradually like a small pearl in a thick sea of black mystery. It takes more than a moment to fully realize this is Earth, home. We thank God for His great creation and His purpose He's given us for life. As we saw earlier, God is also creating a spiritual dimension. Ancient King David pondered his place in the cosmos and asked the question, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit or care for him?" The answer to David's question is revealed in our amazing Bible study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Be sure to order your free copy. It will show you 7 proofs of the real God. In the remainder of this program, we'll briefly discuss one more of those proofs, fulfilled prophetic promises. The Creator of the universe has a master plan for all human beings. That plan is revealed through the prophecies in your Bible. The gospel prophecy reveals a future new world government. It's called the Kingdom of God. It is also called the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. That message was preached almost 2,000 years ago by the prophesied Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That prophecy will transform every human being and every nation on planet Earth. Notice what message Jesus preached. Mark 1, verse 14. "Now that after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" That prophecy was later confirmed in the book of Revelation or Apocalypse in your Bible. Referring to the prophetic day of the Lord, the heavenly announcement confirms a new world government in the future. Revelation 11, verse 15. "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" My friends, you need to study the prophecies in your Bible. Dr. O'Neill writes on page 20, "Another series of remarkable prophecies concerns specific promises about the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These prophecies were recorded many centuries before Christ was born. The first 2 chapters of Matthew quote prophecies that Jesus was to be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7, verse 14. In Bethlehem, Micah 5, and verse 2. He would have to flee to Egypt, Hosea 11, verse 1. Before his death, he would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, Zechariah 9 and verse 9. In death, his hands and feet would be pierced, Psalm 22, verse 16. And lots would be cast for his garments, Psalm 22, verse 18. David prophesied that the Christ would be resurrected, see Psalm 16, verse 10. Here again, the real God of the Bible predicted specific future events and brought them to pass to the letter. You've probably heard of Daniel's famous image. The prophet Daniel was called before King Nebuchadnezzar and proceeded to describe the great image in the king's dream. Daniel 2, verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. The image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. What empires or kingdoms did this image symbolize? Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that the head of gold represented him and his empire, the Babylonian Empire. The empire was replaced by the Medo-Persian Empire, represented by the chest and arms of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great, and the two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. Finally, the 10 toes on 2 feet of iron mixed with ceramic clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. The stone in Nebuchadnezzar's dream represented the prophesied kingdom of God. Daniel explained to the king, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." That's Daniel 2, verse 44. My friends, Bible prophecy outlines in advance the major kingdoms in world history. History has proven the accuracy of these fulfilled prophecies. And there are 5 more proofs in this inspiring Bible study guide, The Real God Proofs and Promises. The world has followed false gods, and God calls those who reject the reality of a loving personal God fools. Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. My friends, even many religious people take God for granted and become susceptible to accepting a false God. But when you take God's challenge to prove him by the evidence, you can come to know him personally. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21 states, test all things, hold fast what is good. Or as in the King James Version, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Be sure to study all 7 proofs of the real God, proofs and promises. Request your free copy today. Call the number on your screen or order online at tomorrowsworld.org. Call now.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/realgod. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in the study of the Bible. This timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
We look forward to the coming kingdom of God prophesied in your Bible. By now, you know who the real God is. But you and I must continually seek him, as we read in Isaiah 55 and verse 6. He's revealed the master plan of creation and his purpose for us as human beings. He's revealed a new world to come, tomorrow's world, which will be ruled by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as it tells us in Revelation 19 and verse 16. God is called the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's Ephesians 3 verses 14 and 15. God wants you to be a part of his family. Notice 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Earlier in the program, We saw that the Apostle Paul confronted the Greek Athenians who had an altar to the unknown God. Paul declared to them the real God in Acts 17, verse 23. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. All human beings on earth have an awesome potential to be a part of God's family for all eternity. Those who are faithful shall inherit eternal life, as it tells us in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friends, read your Bible and claim its wonderful promises. Those promises include inheriting the earth, as it tells us in Matthew 6, verse 10. Under the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace, the earth will be renewed, and the deserts will blossom like the rose, as it tells us in Isaiah 35 and verse 1. God also promises that we will inherit all things, Revelation 21, verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The all things includes the universe, all that is seen and unseen. My friends, draw near to God, and he promises he will draw near to you, James 4, verse 8. Take the challenge to prove the real God, and he will bless you abundantly. Be sure to request the real God proofs and promises. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World, or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to decline and self-destruct, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/realgod. Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth of Scripture faster than ever before. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.